Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life. Ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry. The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So beautiful Sunday morning to you, and you are listening to The Connected Life with Travis Fry. Normally, I am joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry. We together bring our experiences and training in psychology and theology, and along with our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life. I'm flying solo today because she, for the second week in a row, is busy tending to our son, Jaden, who just recently had his tonsils removed, and he is 13 years old. What I understand is that when you're younger, having your tonsils removed it's much easier. And so he's having a little bit difficult of a go. I have to say, though, it's been kind of nice because he hasn't been able to talk as much. So I'm not getting that back talk that I'm used to, given that he is 13 years old and he's doing the normal teen thing that teens like to do. So my wife is busy taking care of him, and that's why you have just me today here on the radio show. If you tuned in last week, what I was talking about was how to win an argument with your spouse. And what I recommended is that if you are a guy, the best way to win that argument with your spouse is just to essentially kind of give up and give in and agree with her and tell her that you're wrong and that you're right. And for the ladies, what did I say for the ladies? I'm trying to remember now. It was something kind of tongue-in-cheek in terms of what I let the ladies know. But I do remember saying, when all else fails, just withhold love and affection, and no doubt you're going to win. You will win that argument. Of course, I was being very facetious when I was talking about that. I was just joking. Really, the goal or the topic of this conversation is not to know how to win an argument with your spouse, because if you go into a conversation, if you go into an argument with that kind of mindset, truly, you've already lost right off the bat. The goal in the conversation or a goal in an argument should not be to try to win. The question I ask couples is, would you rather be right or would you rather be connected and close and have an intimate relationship? Would you rather be right or would you rather be close and connected? Of course, that doesn't mean that, you know, we're to avoid confrontation or we're to just, you know, not speak our true feelings and tell our spouse what we want or what we need or what we think. But certainly the goal is not to get in there and try to beat down your opponent, you know, win the debate and, you know, be right. The goal is to bring understanding. The goal is to bring empathy, and really, the goal is to bring change and connection and the relationship. So that's what I'm talking about today, talking about how to communicate and work through conflict in a way that actually brings you closer, more connected. where you are able to identify, okay, here's the change that I want to see in myself, here's the change I want to see in you, here's the change I want to see in us and our relationship, and I want to move forward as a couple and make that change happen. So the goal, again, is to bring resolution, understanding, empathy, connection, and change. Last week, I talked about some rules of engagement to really help you in that conflict or to help you in that conversation with your spouse. The very first thing that I recommended is that you speak in the first person. And I'm going to go quickly through these so I can spend more time on the new information. If you didn't catch our show last week, go to our Facebook page. Just log on to Facebook, look up the Connected Life Radio, and there will be a link there to download from SoundCloud, I think that's what it's called, but to download our previous show from last week and other shows that we've done as well, where you can listen to our program. So what I said is speak in the first person, follow this simple guideline. Avoid blaming statements that often put the other person on the defensive by using an I statement instead of you. So start off with I feel, I think, I want, or I need. This just really helps by not putting the other person on the defensive. And it's really, when you start from that first person, you're really claiming your own emotions, your own needs, thoughts, wants, desires. And that's really the best way to go. The other thing that we talked about is watch out for those global, sweeping, pervasive statements, always and never. Now, if Carrie were here, she would tell you that I will flag her on these words quite often, and I wish she was here to talk about it. I miss you, babe. But she would tell you that I flag her constantly on these words, and it's not that she's constantly doing it. It's just that I'm so maybe in tune, she might say sensitive, but I'll go with in tune with these words always and ever. She will say, well, you never, it happened the other day, I wish I remember what she said, but she said something like, you never text me, or you never respond to my text messages. And so I called her out on that. It's like, hey, wait a minute, it's not that I never respond to your text messages. I think I'm actually quite good at responding to her text messages. She doesn't think I'm quite good. The truth probably lies somewhere there, somewhere in the middle. But we talked about that, right? Hey, it's not that I never do that. And so really, when you use those always and never statements, it's usually a sign that the topic that you're discussing is really emotionally charged for you. There's some energy there. There's some emotion there, usually anger, frustration, also hurt. Just avoid it, because when you go to the always and the never, it's very rare that someone always and never does something, right? And that's just kind of that black and white thinking that doesn't really do any good for arguments or for confrontation. All right, so speak in the first person. Avoid those sweeping global statements such as always and never. And let's see, what else did we talk about last week? Oh, we talked about how those two go together often. So it will, instead of using an I statement, a person, when it's an emotionally charged topic, they'll start off and say something like this. Well, I'll use my wife's example. You never text back when I text you. Or I might say something like, geez, I always text back. Of course, it's not always on my side either, right? And it's not never on her side. Or you never remember my birthday. Now let me pause here for a moment. And let's say that by some circumstance, that's actually the truth. Your spouse, or say your husband, or your wife, You've been married 15 years and they never have remembered your birthday. All right. That's fair. That's fair game. There's an issue there. If that's the case, then let's dig deep. Let's figure out what's going on. Is it an emotional block? Is it, you know, some kind of issue with, you know, writing things down? Like, what is the issue? So we will deal with that. I'm not saying that it's never a never or always situation. Just most of the time when we go to that you, starting that sentence off with a you, followed by the always or the never, what it tends to do is it just raises the defenses and it gets us off and running in the race, in a negative race where we're really not focusing in, moving towards resolution, understanding, empathy, connection, and change. And that's the goal that we want to have in our conversations. We want to move from conflict into connection. Conflict can actually be positive and good. We can't avoid conflict. Conflict can be good in that it can, if we know how to navigate in a good way, it can move us towards connection and closeness and positive change. All right. The other thing that the new information that I want to pass on to you is when you are in those conversations, emotion happens fast. It happens in nanoseconds. And in the same way that when you're like, you know, maybe walking across the street and you see danger coming, a car is coming, you're going to have a feeling, most likely fear, and you're going to react. Hopefully you're going to react by moving out of the way, jumping out of the way, or, that's the best choice in that situation. So emotion happens fast, and when we get into those arguments, our emotion oftentimes will kind of hijack, especially the emotion of fear, will hijack the conversation. So fear can be, I'm not being heard, you don't get me, you're invalidating me, you don't understand, I'm feeling attacked, I'm feeling angry. So those emotions of fear and anger, it can really hijack the conversation. So what do we want to do with that? We want to learn how to slow down and tune in. We have to slow down our reactions so that we can choose how we want to respond. So we want to respond and not react. That's the goal, right? But to do that, we need to really slow down our reactions. And then we need to tune in to what, not only what we're feeling, but what our spouse might be feeling as well. So a lot of times what we show on the surface, anger, frustration, defensiveness, is not exactly what we're feeling on the inside. Hurt, misunderstood, scared, disrespected. That's a big one that I hear from guys. Disrespected, unloved, not cared for. And really, there's a lot of different emotions. So we want to slow down. We want to be able to tune in and listen to what we're feeling and try to listen to the deeper message that may be coming from our spouse. Now, sometimes it's going to be a message of anger and frustration, and that's okay too, right? But sometimes underneath that anger is a deeper feeling, a softer emotion. And that's what we want to try to tune into. So it's avoiding using or speaking in the, or using third person statements. So you statements, speak in the first person. Avoid those global always and never statements. Don't combine those, you never, you always, fill in the blank. And then the next one is to slow down and tune in. By the way, if you're just tuning in to this show, this is The Connected Life, and I am Travis Fry. The Connected Life is a ministry of Crossroads Counseling, which is a private practice counseling center with offices in Phoenix and Scottsdale. Every day as a Christian counselor, I sit down with couples and I help them with conversations like this: conflict, intimacy, infidelity, communication, finances, all of those issues that tend to trip us up in our marriages. So this is what I do. This is my passion. This is what I'm all about. And if you or someone you know is looking for counseling help, you can call us at 623-680-3486. That number again is 623-680-3486. Or you can log on to CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com. CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com. All right, now back to what we were talking about. The next step is, once you slow down and you tune in and you're really trying to listen to what's happening inside of you and listen to what your spouse is feeling, you want to take the next step, which is to share your deeper emotion. Again, a lot of times what we show is anger, defensiveness, or sometimes no emotion at all. We stonewall, right? So we shut down, we close off, and we act as if we're not feeling anything or that it's not bothering us. By the way, that tends to be more of a guy thing than a woman thing. And a lot of times what's happening there is what's called being flooded. Flooded is when we have this physiological response where literally we get so overwhelmed in that conflict conversation, shut down. Sometimes it's not even a conscious kind of a choice. It's just like the shutdown. Instead of you doing it, it does you. And a lot of times what that is about is being flooded, being overwhelmed, but it's also a way to try to diffuse the conflict, a way to try to avoid those feelings of, uh-oh, here we go. This conflict only leads to more pain, more hurt, more negative feelings. And so it's a way that a lot of guys try to manage their emotions and try to manage the conflict within a marriage. So it works, but only to a certain degree, because what happens is when that shutdown happens, the other person, and again, it tends to be guys who do the shutting down. So the wife in this situation often feels dismissed, unheard. It's like, there you go again, shutting down again, right? And it really taps into some deep emotions. And that's what this whole step is about. It's sharing those deeper feelings. So if it's, I'm scared right now, or I feel helpless, I don't know what to do, or I feel so lost and alone, I feel like I can't reach you, and this is really scary for me. Notice I'm using that I statement, and I'm sharing an emotion. And sometimes it's helpful for us to share an image that comes with that emotion. It tends to be how we tend to think and feel our emotions. So for example, I feel like I'm alone, I'm in the dark, and I just can't find you. Or I feel like I'm drowning, and that's so overwhelming. I don't know what to do. I'm trying so hard to tread water, and I can't. And what that does is, when we share that emotion, that deeper, softer emotion, it helps our spouse to see us as less of a threat, to see us as being less uncaring, and to really, it's vulnerability is what it is. And what vulnerability does is it causes us to move in and to come closer. And that's what we want, right? The goal is not to be right. The goal is to to have a sense of connection, and I am with you and I am for you. So once we get to that point, when we have shared our emotions, we want to go to the next level, which is emotions have needs. So when we share those deeper, softer emotions, or even when we share anger, there are needs connected to those emotions. For instance, when I am afraid, what I may need is safety and security. When I am sad, I may need comfort and care. When I'm angry, it might be that I just need some validation, understanding, or change. I need something to change here. When I'm feeling happy and excited, gosh, I just want people to celebrate with me. I need celebration. I need people to join with me in my joy. So emotions have needs. It's not enough to say this is what I'm feeling. But we have to tune in, we have to reach out, and we have to respond to our spouse. And what I have found is that when we connect first, right, we do this heart-to-heart piece, then whatever the topic is that we are trying to figure out, whether it be finances, parenting, what to eat for dinner, you know, how to come up with a better system for laundry, whatever it is, we can problem solve so much better when we are feeling connected, safe, secure, heard, understood, empathized with, and validated. We can get to that resolution stage when we first connect. So just remember that. All right, so finally the steps are to avoid those statements, those you do this, you do that, you always, you never. Speak in the first person, slow down, tune in, share your deeper emotions. Remember, emotions have needs. You gotta reach out and tell your spouse what you need from him or from her. And then you can get into that problem of now you're a team. You're on the same page. You are connected. And now you can get into that place where you start to brainstorm and problem solve and figure out what the issue is and how you're going to deal with it. Thanks for listening to our show today. And next week, I hope to have my wife back by my side because I miss her. And I'm probably sure that you guys are tired of hearing just me, especially probably the women. They want her perspective, and she has an awesome perspective. I love having her here. I just want to say, to conclude, that this is the Connected Life Radio. If you want to connect with us, go to Facebook. Look up the Connected Life Radio. Or if you're looking for counseling help here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, you can visit us at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call us, at 623-680-3486. Mention the Connected Life, and we will give you a percentage off of your very first session. Again, Facebook.com, The Connected Life Radio, / The Connected Life Radio, or CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com, or 623-680-3486. And remember, get connected and stay connected.